Praise the Lord. Wow. Thank you so much, Pastor David and Li Fan and leaders and members of Grace Church here. Thank you for this invitation. I feel very much at home here. All right, the presence of God is so wonderfully here with us as we worship. The children are worshiping in front and so on. It's really an honor and joy to be with you. Thank you once again, Pastor David. I feel my heart is very warmed by your love here in this place. As I step into this place, God just gave me a word for the church. The figure of Abraham came to my mind. Abraham is a spiritual father. And I told my church this morning, I'm coming to a church, Grace Church in Shah Alam. I told them that, you know, this church has made the sacrifices. They have paid the price for all the churches in Shah Alam. They were one of the earliest, if not the earliest, in Shah Alam. And I confirmed that this morning with Pastor David. The seed of this church was planted about 45 years ago, and then kickstart about 35 years ago, 1984, thereabout. And he has paid a price. You have paid a price for all the churches in Shah Alam. I'm very sure about that. It is because of your faithfulness, because of your courage and your boldness to stand and fight for the church in Shah Alam, for yourself and subsequently for other churches. Because of you, the blessing, just like Abraham, he is a father that through him blessing comes to nation. Grace Church, Pastor David and yourself, you are like that. The blessing of God comes to you, and we are the beneficiaries. I told my church, bless this church that I'm going, because they have paid the price for all of us. We are never alone, all right? But because there are others that God has raised up and gone ahead of us, that others who come subsequently, we receive the benefits. And I want to thank you, Pastor David, for setting that example for all of us. And so I'm very blessed to step here to bring you a word, the word that God has put in my heart as a message for the church today is about His peace, the peace of God. And I think it confirms what I saw this morning when God confirms that this is an Abrahamic church. You hear, as well as in Punjab, planted four churches. So again, it confirms that this is a church that brings blessing not just in Shah Alam, but even to the ends of the world. Hallelujah. Let's give God praise. And message is about peace of God. Let me begin with a little story. Some decades ago, there was apparently an argument in the city of Rome where Pope and the Jews there, they didn't not able to dwell in peace. All right, and the Pope, being the leader in Rome, he told the Jews who were there, all right, since you can't get along with us, I give the order, all right, that all the Jews must leave Rome. Wow, that's a big thing. Jews, because they are the foreigners there, they have no choice. But they fought for it, and The Pope said, okay, we will have a debate. You send your men and to debate with me. If your representative won the debate, then the Jew could stay. But if I won the debate, all the Jews must leave Rome. The Jews, frightened by that, they don't have good debaters, you know. And all they could get is a middle-aged man by the name Moshe. And, he is the best among the rest. So they appointed him to go and to have the debate with the Pope. But he made one request to the Pope, that the debate that it should be conducted, it has to be interesting by way of no speech allowed. No words are allowed. The Pope being the Pope, he has to take the challenge. He said, all right. So the day came. And right at the center of Vatican, two chairs on the stage. The Pope on one side, Moshe on the other. They seated there for one long minute. No one spoken. And then the Pope stood up. He pointed his finger, three fingers to the sky. And then Moshe stood up and pointed one. And then the Pope pointed his finger to the sky and make a big circle. Moshe pointed his finger right onto the ground. And then the Pope brought out his wine and a wafer. And Moshe took out his apple and started to eat. And the Pope suddenly burst out and say, I give up. The Jews, it's just too good. I give up. They can stay. They can stay in the Rome, the city of Rome. Wow. So there was a big hoo-ha about that. What happened? So an hour later, all the cardinals, they come and surrounded the Pope and ask, what happened, Pope? And the Pope say, well, the Jews, they're just too good. When I pointed my finger three, reminding that the God we believe is Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, he reminded me that yes, but we believe in the same one God. When I pointed out the fact that God is omnipresence, he's everywhere, but he reminded me, yes, but God is right here as well. And when I brought up the wafer and the wine to show that our salvation is by way of Christ's sacrifice, he reminded me that yes, we all have the original sin. So, what can I do? They are just too good. They have an answer for everything that I ask. Now Moshe on the other end. Oh, he is a hero now. And everybody is around him and ask, what happened? What happened? Moshe said, well, when he pointed and say, I give you all 3 days to leave the city, I say, not one of us will leave. When he pointed at the sky and say, this whole place, all the Jews must leave. I said, not. We are here to stay. No one will leave. We are here to stay. And then what happened? And then what? Well, I don't know. He took out his lunch, so I took out mine. How to have peace? The scripture tells us, God, who is the God of peace, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, from eternity past, God is the God of peace. And He created this world, Adam and Eve, and gave them the garden. They had to live in peace with God and with man. But peace was lost. And this lost peace can only be restored by God Himself. And so this morning, I want to encourage us. The peace of God will be experienced because the peace of God will come to us and has come to us and will be experienced in three areas. First, the peace of God comes to us. It has to be received by receiving His Son. Peace of God comes through peace with God first. Without peace with God through His Son Jesus, they can never have true peace. The peace in this world is the absence of chaos, the absence of troubles, the external. But the peace that is from God comes from within. It begins with the peace with our Maker. All right. I'm not sure if seated here, if there be anyone, you do not know your Creator, your Maker yet. Today I have a good news for you. You have come to the right place. You have come to a place where the peace of God, the God of peace, the God who made the heavens and the earth, who made you, He wants to give you that peace even today. He has offered that peace through His Son Jesus on the cross. The scripture tells us in Colossians that God so desired that He would reconcile everything unto Himself, whether it's things in heaven or things on earth, that these be reconciled to Him, be the making peace with all this through the blood that was shed on the cross. And that's God's plan. He has made it possible. Peace with God. I want to remind us, some of us, or many of us, we actually know the story of Zacchaeus. Anyone? Zacchaeus? Okay, not many hands. Again? Never mind. Anyway, I will still tell it. Zacchaeus is a man that has no peace, really. Because this man, recorded in Luke 19, he was a tax collector, all right? At that time, to be a tax collector, to be a Jew and to be a tax collector, is rejected by the community, all right? They acted on behalf of the Roman Empire to exert and even extort money from the people, all right, as a middleman. So, tax collectors are generally regarded as sinners, all right? They serve the Roman government and then oppress their own people, right? So, Zacchaeus was one. And Zacchaeus, though he was wealthy, the Bible said, but apparently he doesn't have friends. Very lonely man, really. But he heard that this person, Jesus, is coming to town in Jericho. And he has also heard before Jesus actually going to pass by that road, he has heard that Jesus actually heals the blind, all right, in the city. All right, this is someone he has heard that people cry out, Son of David, And so he said to himself, I must go and look for this Messiah. The Jews have that mindset. Messiah is that one who will come in the name of the Lord, who will be the Prince of Peace, who will sit on the throne of David to rule. All right? He wanted to see this man, Jesus. And so he went to the scene where Jesus supposed to pass by. But being a man that was unwelcome, he couldn't get himself to the front line. It was very crowded. Not a nice feeling at all. All right? When today I come in, I feel like I'm a VVIP. All right? Before even I reach your church, the security guard, he saw my plate number. All right. And then pointed right in front of the gate. That's the most privileged parking spot. I felt so welcome. All right. And when I walk in, oh, dozens of people come and shake hands with me. Oh, welcome, Pastor. Okay. I have a hard time trying to remember all their names. I have a good cup of coffee. I come here. People continue to greet me. I felt so welcome. But Zacchaeus, oh, poor Zacchaeus. All right. When he come close, people nudge him, give him a back knock. All right. Whoa, he was shot and he was pushed out. No front seat for him. No peace. There's no peace in him because he knew that he had actually taken more than what he should from the people, all right? He has cheated the people a lot. He knew that. No peace in him. But that day, he decided that he must go near this man of peace by the name Jesus, all right? And he was desperate. He put down all his pride. He climbed up to a tree, sycamore tree, all right? Someone not in his 20s, not a youngster, all right? Probably someone in his 40s, 50s, all right? Climbing up a small tree, sycamore tree, all right? What face does he got, all right? He actually put down all his pride. As Jesus passed by, Jesus focused on him. Zacchaeus, come down, Zacchaeus. Today I must go to your house. Wow, of all the people. Okay, probably the disciples themselves may be thinking, did Jesus got it right? I thought we were supposed to go to another big house, all right? And the people too begin to gossip. This Jesus going to the house of sinner, all right? But Jesus said, today I must go to your house. That's how God came to us too. Before we actually know Jesus, God saw us. And he came. He came for us. He sent his son Jesus to us. He found us. He knew our name. He reached out to us in love. And as we respond, we begin to have peace. Because we encounter God of peace. That's the life experience of Zacchaeus. And today, I want to encourage all of us. Even this morning in my own devotion, yes, Pastor David, I love to sing. I love to worship. I just take my guitar and sing. This morning in my own devotion, the song 10,000 Reasons come to my mind. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. All right. Oh my soul. Just worship. Just draw near to God. Why? Because in that song it says, oh God, you're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Oh, that's our God. Rich in love, slow to anger. Slow to anger means He will still get angry, but not so fast like us. Thank God that He is slow to anger, not like us. You know, my wife always say to me, you must control a bit, all right? Don't jump to conclusion too fast. We all have our weaknesses. We all tend to lose our patience quite quickly, right? Not your pastor, I know. God is rich in love. Slow to anger. He wants to bless us with peace. And so today, this morning, if you felt that somehow you're not worthy, even though you might be a child of God, you felt you're not worthy, remember, God has forgiven through the blood of His Son. You can draw near to Him. He wants to give us peace, His peace, God's peace. So that's the peace with God. The peace that comes from God. Secondly, when we have peace with God, then the true peace will come into our heart and we begin to experience peace within. So peace with God leads to peace within. Peace inside of us. All right. Jesus said this to His disciple, do not be anxious, do not be afraid. I give you my peace. In this world you will have trouble, Jesus said, but take heart, for I have overcome the world. In me you will have peace. Jesus said this, peace I leave unto you. The peace that I give you is not like the peace that the world offers, Jesus said. The world offers us temporal peace because the world doesn't have the actual solution to the problems. And we all know the root of all the problems that produce chaos and loss of peace is because of sin. And Jesus, only Jesus has that solution. That's why Jesus could give us true peace. So Jesus said, the peace I give to you is different from the peace of the world. The peace that the world may bring to us often is very temporal, sometimes leave us in pieces. We shattered even more, all right? Because we thought by doing something, you know, we can have peace. But it was not a real solution. The real solution is in Jesus. That's why Jesus said, in me, you will have peace. So come into Christ and hang on to Him. Scripture says in Isaiah 26, verse 3, says that God says, I will keep in perfect peace him whose heart is steadfast because he trusts in me. That's how we have peace. Not only we believe in the Lord Jesus, who is the Prince of Peace, we must really learn to trust in him. Now, this is not easy to teach. That's why God will take all of us through a journey to learn that. We need to know His word. We need to know His character. And then we need to know how to cling on to Him when the things around us doesn't seem to be well. That's the time where peace in our life will be tested. Faith in our life will be tested. But as we trust in the Lord Jesus, trust in Him. Remember all His goodness in the past, the Bible says. We must remember, recall all the goodness in His past. I can think of Job when he suffered. He counted all the goodness that he is able to say, blessed be the name of the Lord. He gives and takes. He's able to say that because I believe he keeps thinking and counting the goodness of God. And what he's going through right now, he cannot comprehend. But what he could comprehend is the goodness of God all this while. That's what we need. Because Jesus already said, there will be trouble in this world. So God has not promised us that everything will be smooth. No. Look at Jesus. Look at Paul. Look at all the great saints in the Bible. They went through so much. Yet they have the peace. And that's why Paul in prison could say the words that in written in Philippians 4. All right, rejoice. All right. Do not be anxious. Do not be worried about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God that transcends all understanding will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Paul was in prison. He was beaten up. Yet he has peace. And that's what I believe God wants to help many of us here to go through. Times will be not easy. Sometimes good, sometimes bad. We live in this new Malaysia that dreams quickly fades away. All right? Jesus promised us persecution, all right? By his strength, we face every day, okay? We thank God that it was not as dark as before, the general election. We thank God for that. But in every day, all right, we trust God. We don't put our trust in man. We put our trust in God, all right? And that's how we can face and carry out his will in our lives and in this nation and beyond. Don Moen wrote a song, God Will Make a Way. You know the song? All right. That song came out from an incident where one night, late in the night, he received a call from his mother that his sister and his brother-in-law met an accident, severe accident, car accident. And although they survived, their son is dying, you know. So it's very difficult night for them. As he was anguishing, the song came out from him. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. Works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. So, songs like this come out in trials. And a supernatural peace come into him. Further back in history, there's another great hymns that comes out. Mr. Sepford in the 1800s. He was a successful businessman. 1873. He lost all his material possessions in the Great Chicago Fire. All his material possessions. In a night, everything. In a day, everything is gone. But this did not trouble him too much because he had set his mind on things above. However, just a few weeks later, when his wife and children were on board the Ville du Havre, I'm not sure whether I pronounced the name of the ship correctly, they were on their way to visit France. Their ship was rammed by an English vessel and sank within 2 hours, claiming the lives of 226 people. Although his wife survived, all four of their children perished in the icy waters. He lost all his material possession, and few weeks later, he lost all his children. Very much like Job. And While en route to Europe to join his wife, the man was given the tragic news and later shown the spot in the mid-Atlantic where the shipwreck occurred. Although heartsick with grief, Mr. Safford suddenly felt an inrush of supernatural peace and comfort as he looked to the Lord for strength. With tears streaming down his face, he picked up a pen to record his feelings. And from this well-blessed heart flowed these thrilling words. When peace like a river attended my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my Lord thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. How to sing unless that man experience that kind of peace because of trust in God? The pain, the grief was there, yet the peace is even bigger because he knows God is still enthroned. He is the sovereign one. He is still the good God. He doesn't have all the answers, but he knows the final answer, that he will still meet up in the eternal place. That's the kind of peace. Do you have that peace? That peace can only come when we know how to pluck our faith in Jesus Christ. I can tell all of us, we will all go through that. If we have not exercised our faith even now. Because Jesus said all those who wants to live a godly life will be persecuted. It's a matter of time. Before peace comes, there will always be struggle. All right, your pastor is an exemplary example. Before you can have this place, he received summon of this stick. All right. I tell you, to receive one summon, not easy, isn't it? Cold sweat. The second one come, see you in court or whatever. All right. Before peace come, there'll always be struggles. Before Christ returns, we read in Book of Revelation, oh, we haven't seen nothing yet. But Jesus promises peace. So we shouldn't be looking for comfort, but we should be looking that his kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He promises peace. So we are all supernatural people. Do you know that? Because people out there, they lost their heart. Just last week, one of the brother of my church member committed suicide. He's not a believer. Why? Because of depression. And I understand many people go through that. They find no way out. Fear and anxiety and stress leads to depression and even suicide. There are many things in our life that will be there to strip the peace out of us. There will be disease. There will be probably even demotion or dismiss from your job. Or it may be discouragement or disrespect that thrown at you. There may be disloyalty. There may be disunity, division. I believe this is a house of peace in your AGM. There will be peace and no division. All right? There will be all these things. Disorder in family, in marriage that somehow is breaking down. All right. There's so many of these things, loss of financial means and so on, that can strip us, take the peace out of us. But Jesus said, in this world you will have trouble, but in me you have peace. And so whatever comes, we say, God, you are my Lord, L-O-T. You are my Lord, L-O-R-D. So whatever comes, I will be fine. I will be fine. You are my provider. You are my protector. You are my peace. Finally, the peace with God that leads to peace within will also lead to peace with others. The peace of God cannot be contained. It's like a river. River is not a river if it doesn't flow, isn't it? It's called a pond. Okay? God has never been described as a pond of water. He's always been described as river. River. River of God. Where it flows, it carries life. The peace of God is like that. River of peace of God. It will flow. Peace with God. Peace within will flow out with peace with others. Zacchaeus invited Jesus to his home, you know, having a good meal together. And then he made this proclamation. He said, Lord, half of all I have, I give it to the poor. Okay, how many want to follow his footstep? Raise your hand. Okay, praise the Lord, brother. Okay, pastor. This one, nah, this one. Half of all I have, I will give to the poor. Oh, and then, whoever I have cheated, I'll pay back four times. Four times. I'm not sure whether his mind worked very quick or not. Whether he still have enough to pay back. In the Old Testament, supposedly you need to pay back twice, all right, Nick? In Exodus it says, but he said, I'll pay back four times. Jesus was so happy and he said, salvation has come to this home. Peace with God leads to peace within. That's why Zacchaeus was so happy. Money is no longer the source of his peace. Position and power is no longer source of his peace. But the Prince of Peace that comes into his life, source of his peace. He's able to just bless others. That day, the city changed. That day, the city experienced a transformation. Suddenly, all the poor, they have means. Many people are kept poor because they don't have the means to get out of their cycle. God wants us to be peacemakers. Jesus said, blessed are those who are peacemakers because they will be called the sons of God. And so we strive as much as we can to live with peace with everyone. In the church, Jesus said, before you offer your sacrifice, go and reconcile with your brother and then come back to offer your sacrifice. Because the house of God cannot carry and manifest the presence of God where there is strife, division, where the body of Christ is broken apart. There cannot be the manifest presence of God. And so we do that. We continue to go and we talk. Brother, sister, forgive me. We are all human. Please forgive me. We reconcile. Then the peace of God will come. When the peace of God is there, when people step into our environment, they will feel it. Just like how they felt about Jesus, just like how they felt about the transformed Zacchaeus, they will feel the same. Today, let me declare, when you go back home, if you have not, if there's still something that you still need to talk to your spouse or your children or your parents or whoever stay in your home, reconcile. we can put down our pride. And let the peace of God rule in your heart and in your home. That's the peace of God that He wants to bring to all of us. And finally, it's very close to many Malaysians because we hope to see peace. Peace in this nation, peace in the world. While we preach the gospel of peace, while we work for peace, we know true peace will only come when the King of Kings, the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, who is called the merciful, who is called the wonderful counselor, mighty God, Prince of Peace, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Only when Jesus returns in the future shall there be permanent peace. And so that's our eternal hope. We work for that. And while we work for that, as much as we can, we pray that His kingdom come even before Christ returns on this earth, that we will be known as people of peace. Many people will still not understand, right? But we still preach and be the peacemakers. And so I pray the blessing of God, that His peace will flow in this church. Father, I pray, release Your peace right now. And if there's anyone you have not accepted Christ yet, I'm going to pray this prayer. And if you have heard this word, I believe God has spoken to you. I'm not sure. If you have not committed your life to Jesus, if you have not told Jesus, I want to believe You as my God, as my Savior, as my Lord, I want to urge you today. Why not make today the day of your change? Why not make today the day where you will receive true peace into your life? Because consistently I can vouch this. Every time when someone come to Christ, the first thing of all the things they will say, the first thing they will say is, I have peace. For the first time, peace like never before. And Jesus promised that to you. Pray this prayer with all honesty and with all sincerity with me, to invite Jesus into your heart if you have not. Say, Jesus, I believe in You. I acknowledge that You are the Son of God. Thank You that You came and died for my sins. Today I put my faith in You. I commit my life to You, Jesus. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Save me. Cleanse me from my sins. I will follow You all the days of my life. Let Your peace come into my life. I pray so in Your name, Jesus. If you pray that prayer for the very first time, please come and see your pastor or the leaders here, and they will help you further. Let's just continue to wait upon the Lord. Come, Holy Spirit. Thank You, Lord Jesus. I felt a number of us who have pain in your body. Whatever pains in your body, God knows the source of that pain. I'm just going to release a healing prayer right now. You can put your hand on the place of the pain, whether it's any part of your body. If it is a part that is not convenient for you to lay your hand, you just put your hand on your forehead. Because Jesus has bought our peace on the cross. The scripture says, He was pierced for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us shalom, peace, was upon Him. By His wounds, we are healed. And so by faith, receive your healing right now. Father, in Jesus' name, these people are your children, precious children. Whatever pains that they have right now in their neck, in their shoulder, whatever pain in their head or in whatever part in their body, in the name of Jesus, I speak to the root of those pains. The Lord just reminded me, you have to forgive anyone that you have not forgiven in order to have peace. So if there's anyone in your heart that you have not released forgiveness, pray even now and say, Jesus, I release this man. I forgive this man. I forgive this woman who have hurt me. I want my healing. Right? In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every cause, every root of that pain. I uproot it in Jesus' name. Right now, pain, leave. Spirit of infirmity, leave. Leave the people of God. I speak peace, shalom, and wholeness and healing upon these precious children of God. Thank you, Lord. Just receive it. The power of healing of God is upon you right now. Just continue to receive it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord just reminded me, even after today, live a healthy, balanced life. Some of you need some exercise. Some of you need some change of diet in order that pain will not come back. Thank you, Jesus. God is healing some hurting hearts right now, hurting souls. Father, I pray that in their hearts, in their mind, in their emotion, peace will come into their soul right now. Oh God, peace will come into their soul right now. Just receive the peace of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God reminded me that for some of us, we need to begin to change the way we speak. We should speak out of faith. We should speak out of thanksgiving. Because the scripture says, even when we present our request to God, it has to be prayer, petition with thanksgiving. That's expression of faith. So for some of us, God reminds me that we have to start change the way we talk, but change the way we speak. Speak with faith. Just like Job, he declares faith. So Father, I release your healing to the souls of people, and I pray that their word will begin to change and be replaced by your word of life, your word that heals. Thank you, Lord. I speak to relationship. Be reconciled. Be at peace. Thank you, Lord. The peace of God is all over this place. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We pray all this in Jesus' name.